He laughed at the stupidity of that question before he turned around to face her again. She truly looked clueless. How could you forget? It was the day you told me I was nothing more than a booty call for you. Oh, wait, what were the exact words you used? If you ever tell anyone about us, I'll have you flayed in my temple until you're bleeding all over my floor. That was kind of a buzzkill, huh? And then when you fulfilled that promise, even when I hadn't breathed a word of us to anyone, it destroyed whatever part of me cared for you, Artemis. I apologized for the beating. Ash winced at her words. Words, mere words, she thought, could erase the pain and humiliation he'd suffered because of her. He could still feel the sting of the lash against his naked flesh. Even now, he heard his sister's shrill cry that afternoon when his human father had confronted him over his absence.
Father, stop! He's innocent! He was with Artemis! Tell him, Acheron! For the sake of the gods, tell him the truth so he'll stop this beating!
His human father had knocked him to the ground. He then kicked him onto his back and pressed his foot to Ash's throat to the point where bile had risen to choke him.
What lies have you told her, maggot?
Ash had tried to push the foot away, but his father had only pressed it even harder against his windpipe. Speaking had been all but impossible.
Nothing. Please.
Blasphemer.
His father had stepped back then and left Ash to strangle as he tried so desperately to breathe through his bruised trachea.
Strip him and drag him to Artemis's temple. Let the goddess witness his punishment, and if he really was with her, then I'm sure she'll come to his defense.
He'd turned a smug look at Rissa.
Beat him at the altar until Artemis shows herself.
The humiliation of that day still stung him to the core of his soul. The people who'd cheered for the executioner to strike him harder, the priests who'd slapped him while the executioner had beat him, the water that had been thrown in his face to revive him whenever he'd passed out from the pain. Every bit of it was still fresh in his memory. And Artemis had shown herself all right. But no one other than Ash had seen her there. She'd watched his beating with relish.
I told you what would happen if you betrayed me.
Then she'd moved to the beefy executioner who was beating Ash and whispered for him to hit even harder, to make the lashes more severe. Ash had only been 20 years old at the time. When it was finally over, and then only because the executioner's arm had gone out, Ash had been left to hang for 3 days in her temple. No food, no water, no comfort. Naked and bleeding, aching, alone. And while he'd hung there, people had come up to spit on him and curse him. They'd pulled his hair and hit him, told him he was worth nothing and deserved nothing but what he'd received. When the priests had finally cut him down, his head had been shaved, and they had branded the back of his skull with the bow symbol of Artemis. Then he'd been dragged in chains behind a horse back to the palace. The ground had reopened his wounds and added even more. By the time he was back in his room, he'd been unable to even speak for the pain. He'd lain on the cold stone floor for days, weeping for the fact that the woman he'd loved so dearly had forsaken him when he'd done nothing wrong. He'd guarded her name to the bitter end. And she thought a mere apology would ease all of that. The bitch was crazy.